Hello, welcome to Series 1, Episode 2 of the Influence Creative Podcast. For this episode, I'm going to be talking about daily management when running a creative business or being a solo freelancer, obstacles that can get in the way and how to overcome them, and also chat about a couple of useful tools that I use on a daily basis that help me with my time management and running of my business. So grab a cuppa and let's get started. Welcome to the Influence Creative Podcast for weekly design discussion and creative business tips. I'm Kirsty, founder of Very Vivid, branding and website design specialist. Whether you're just about to start the journey of self-employment or you've been running your successful creative business for a while, I hope you'll find this podcast a useful hub for all things business, branding and marketing. Okay, so I guess a good place to start is how I plan each working day. Now, when being self-employed, it can be challenging to find structure as things are changing constantly, projects pop up out of nowhere, meetings get arranged, so it's about finding a good solid platform to work around. So I start each day by writing down each job that I want to get completed. Now, this won't be everything that's on my to-do list, but it's about breaking it down and not being overfazed by how much there is to do. Now, being a creative, I'm sure you might agree, but good design and work simply can't be rushed. That's why I try to limit what I put on my daily list, simply not to overstimulate my brain. I'm sure you've all been in a position when you've been working on several designs and you go a little brain dead. Don't fall victim to your own productivity. As well as listing down daily tasks that I need to complete, I also like to write down a couple of goals. It may be something as simple as upload a recent project to the website. It's just a small goal that by the end of the day, I can feel like I've achieved great progress. Now, let's not forget, we became self-employed for the flexibility of a good life. On my to-do list, I make a little space for a personal errand that I want to get done in that day, and I actually make the time to do it. It's about finding that good work-life balance, and once you perfect that, your productivity will grow. I've put together a simple daily to-do list that you can download from the Very Vivid website, print it out and use it to organise your own daily structure. It might not work for everyone, but seeing things in writing on paper in front of you can trigger that mindset of motivation to get those tasks complete. So another really useful tool that I use for management overall is Trello.com. This is a really useful website for managing client projects. You can create boards on there, so you can have a board for an individual client, you can then create cards within each board, and these are essentially your jobs. Within the cards, you can create a checklist for each one, so if a project's got multiple tasks, you can set a due date, you can attach files on there, and it's just a really useful website. For me personally, it works because I can see everything on one page. I actually feel like I would be really lost without this website. It's such a powerful tool for me. It really is like seeing my thoughts on the screen, but all in a very organised way. If you're a team, it's also really effective as you can add members in there, so you can all have your own individual profile. You can all watch and track progress of each job. You can assign a specific job to a member of the team. It's really good if there's a few of you working on different aspects of the same project, but you can all see where it's up to. You can all have your own checklist and everybody knows where it's at. I'm going to put a blog post together later in the week to talk more about Trello.com, as I think it'll really benefit a lot of you out there. I'll go into more depth about the useful tools on there and how to work your way through the settings to get the perfect board set up for you. So they're just a couple of really useful resources that can help organise your workflow better on a daily basis. It can be really easy to get consumed by jobs and projects coming in, but if you can lay it out in an order and a structure that works for you, you'll get the jobs complete at a good timescale and ultimately relieve the stress levels a little. Believe me, I know how the stress of working alone can kick in and take over. With a little bit of organisation, all of that will disappear. So I hope you found this episode useful. Make sure to head over to veryvivid.co.uk to download your free daily planner, get it printed out, get using it. Don't forget to subscribe to the Influence Creative Podcast so you don't miss out on future episodes. And also head over to the Very Vivid social media pages, give them a like and a follow, and let's keep up to date. Thank you, and I'll speak to you all soon. Thank you for listening to the Influence Creative Podcast. For more resources and information, please head over to veryvivid.co.uk.